in the first reading, Job, with many chapters in between that we have not read from at daily mass, Job accepts the humbling that the Lord offers him. Job, who's spoken out and challenged God and demanded to know, why have you let me go through all of this suffering? Job stands in judgment over God, demanding an answer. And the Lord's response here, this is before we ever have the mystery of the cross revealed, the Lord's response we hear today is, Job, you think that you know everything, and out of that place of your pride, you demand of me an account for what's happened. But you need to remember, you do not know everything you think you know. And in this reading today, the Lord, with kind of a beautiful, loving kind of irony or even maybe sarcasm, asks Job all of these questions. Have you entered into the sources of the sea? Have you gone all the way down into the abyss of the earth and just walked around? Have you gone into the place from which light enters the whole universe, or into the abode and the dwelling of utter darkness? And in these questions, Job accepts this humbling from the Lord. How different that is from the gospel with the towns of Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, these places where all of these miracles were performed. And they witnessed the work of God, but they haven't repented or reformed or anything at all. And the Lord says to them, to Capernaum specifically, are you really going to exalt yourself up to the heavens like you are the greatest little town on earth? No, as for you, you are going to be humbled and put down to the netherworld. So in life, we can either welcome the humility the Lord offers us, or we can be forced into a place of humiliation, to welcome the gift of humility, or against our will to be humiliated. They're two very different things. And today, where in our life is the Lord working this out? Where might you be resisting what the Lord is doing? It's such a gift and a grace that he would offer us the chance to be humbled before him rather than to be humiliated. Saint Jerome, whom we celebrate and honor today, we know him best popularly because of his work translating the scriptures, but there's a really nice reflection from Meg Hunter Kilmer. Years ago, we had her here with she gave a retreat morning for our Walking with Purpose women, but she has a beautiful ministry opening up the saints, and she has a piece that Judy Taysen, our communications director, will post on our Facebook page this morning. But she has a real beautiful reflection on Saint Jerome, and she pulls out one thing that we know that we don't often talk about, but he had an incredible temper and really battled with the vice of anger. And it was a struggle throughout his life, and he would often, after letting the anger get the better of him, he would do some pretty severe penance, just constantly just begging the Lord that the Lord would finally conquer this thing in him. And it was a source of humility for him, because he had an incredible mind, and people knew that. And yet, out of all of this, just the smarts and the intelligence that he had, he would often lash out at people, not just heretics, especially them, but he went after St. Augustine. He attacked St. Ambrose, and then often would have to write letters just saying, I lacked so much charity in that. And so in that, the piece from Meg Hunter Kilmer, she just makes the note, what is it that makes him a saint? Is it the fact that he translated the scriptures? Or is it the fact that just with humility, he kept begging the Lord to get into that vice of anger and conquer it? At some point, he let the Lord do that because we honor him as a saint. But her beautiful reflection points us to in that direction of it's probably that work that he kept begging and letting the Lord do in him around the anger. That's probably the thing that makes him a saint much more than just out of his intelligence that he translated the scriptures. So he is a living example of this choice that we have before us to let the Lord graciously humble us and to welcome that work or to resist it only in the end to be humiliated against our will. Let's pray and ask the Lord for that grace to welcome whatever work of humility the Lord needs to be doing in our own life.